This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So if they called you and were like, we need you to follow him into the darkness for a couple days. If he says, if you come down there with him, he's signing. Are you going to be off the grid for a little bit, go to the darkness and try to get this guy?
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't mean any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. If you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
Cameron Hayward recently referring to Aaron Rodgers and what level of interest he might have in the Steelers. I know one thing. If I'm Pittsburgh, Giants, I think Browns, and probably Tennessee. Probably. Tennessee having Levis. I don't know if I'd be done with that all the way if I were a Titans fan. Imagine being a Titans fan. Pittsburgh, Giants, Cleveland. I want a kid from this draft. And if I have Rodgers or I have Russell Wilson or Carson Wentz, whoever else might be available that's a veteran, I don't have to hate that. But I'm not drafting a quarterback because of it. And like with Rodgers, I mean, you and I probably sometimes both go too far when it comes to him and just assumptions we make. Maybe not. I don't want his opinion of whether I'm going to draft somebody. You know, when the Packers drafted Jordan Love, he was all freaked out about that. That was maybe different because he was such an icon there and had won so much and, you know, not quite exactly at the end of his career. This would be a new team. I don't really care what he thinks or whoever the guy is. Russell Wilson could be this too. I just, for the franchise and the Giants, especially because the Giants thing is that the coach and maybe also the general manager, there's urgency for them individually. And that is just not best for my organization that I'm a fan. Fans and the owners are who's aligned here, you know, in theory at least, where you want what is best for the team for, you know, years to come, ideally, and not make decisions based on whether a coach needs to win 8 games to save his job. So maybe it's not the strongest, deepest quarterback class. If I'm a Pittsburgh fan, I kind of want Jackson Dart in the first round or Milroe in the second or someone else. It's not a long list.
No, I mean, I 100% agree. I think one of the hardest things to deal with when you're talking about Rodgers is the idea that, you know, maybe you just said it, like maybe it gets exaggerated and maybe we, you know, make too much out of it to make the point and kick him. Cause you know, I feel like he deserves to be kicked, to an extent, but there's so much catering to him that seems to be included with any courtship and eventual signing. Like you're gonna make your bed with him in it. You, I think, have to sign off on a certain amount of like, giving him what he wants, surrounding him with what he wants. And man, I'm not saying he's not been a great, he's a Hall of Fame caliber player. He's been an incredible player in his career. He is not that player anymore. And if he still wants that kind of treatment, that's where the disconnect is for me. You know, like if he, you take his name off of it and give me the career he's had, even with the injuries and everything, I don't think he's a terrible idea at all. For a team, I don't, you know, Pittsburgh, the Jets, given what's out there, I don't think he's a worse idea than Russell Wilson necessarily. It might be a push at worst. He's definitely a better idea than Jameis Winston. If you're trying to like be a team that's going to, you know, take care of the ball, win games, try to be a playoff team, like Winston is just a high wire act that I would not want to sign up for if that's my goal. I'm just trying to get through a season and get to another guy. Fine, bring me Jameis Winston. Maybe it's better for me if he throws 30 interceptions again. But Rodgers, there's just so much that is included with it. At least that's how it's perceived out here. If we're all wrong or I'm all wrong about that, then so be it. But that reputation has been well earned. It's been well documented, and that is just not a boat I want to get in, considering what he is as a player. Again, you can hold it against a guy having power and being catered to when he's in his prime, if you want. Like, you'd probably rather have a guy that's just good team guy, yay, go team. Not everyone's like that. And there's probably a lot that goes on behind the scenes with lots of star players that we never hear about, that maybe would embarrass them and make us not like them as much, which is why we don't hear about it, because teams are protective of their guys that they've hitched their wagons to. Rodgers, it's all out there. And I just, man, I would not want to bank my reputation, my season, my job on that guy. I just wouldn't trust him to do what needs to be done and to bring everything together. I just think he's more trouble than he's worth at this point. That's really where it comes down to for me. If he could still play regularly at a level that warranted putting up with all the crap, you know, okay, then that's a conversation. I don't think that exists anymore. You're talking about a guy that's maybe at best going to be in the middle of the pack. And why am I catering to that? Why am I bending over backwards to try to make that work? I shouldn't have to do that to settle for that level of play. And I think you're delusional. You're deluding yourself if you're an organization that thinks he's going to get back to, you know, there's going to be some late career swan song renaissance thing or something. It's just not worth it to me anymore.
No, that you have made that quite clear. Winston, I've said this before, I just want there to be a team that wants to try that. Coaches hate turnovers so much that the upside that he gives you, the plays that he gives you that are good, it's just not enough for teams to want to deal with the picks. I'd love to see it, though. Like, Pittsburgh is a team, even the Giants with Malik Nabers, but Pittsburgh is a team with Metcalf and Pickens where you might think that could be interesting. It's hard to, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or maybe Kenny Pickett, who went to Cleveland, any rookie, they've just been so the same team for, 4 years, where they're, like, good enough to beat the bad teams, win enough games to get in, and then play a good team in the playoffs and go down hard. That's what's happened year after year here for a few. And it's hard for me to imagine that being different. Like, if Rodgers is there, I think they're still that. I think they're that if Wilson went back to Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. which is just what they were. Like, why wouldn't you think that? Or even Winston. So definitely get a rookie in there. But Winston and Nabers, Winston and Metcalf or Pickens, I'm a fantasy player. Like, that could just be huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, there'll be mistakes, and you won't always lose. Plus, what people don't point out often enough about Winston is he's one of the all-time great playoff quarterbacks.
What's that now?
1-for-1, 56 yards, one touchdown, the hallowed 158.3 passer rating for his career.
There's that.
One pass, touchdown, Tre'Quan Smith. It's the game, the Saints and the Buccaneers. He's on New Orleans. Brady is the Bucs quarterback. So it's the 2020 season. The Chiefs beat the Bills and then lose to Tampa.
Okay.
He goes in for one play. I don't know why. Breeze was the quarterback in this game, and on this drive, they get a first down. Winston goes in, and it's a 56-yard touchdown pass that he never goes back in. What's a guy got to do?
Kind of blows my mind that Breeze was still the Saints quarterback in 2020. I feel like he's been gone forever. Maybe that's because he sort of came and went on TV already. Like he tried that on, and
I liked him,
and I couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
And then like it's just once you do that, it feels like you've been gone a long time. Like I've seen like oh he might want to get back into the TV thing. Like oh I mean good luck. Maybe he'll be better at it. I don't know. But I never cared for him in that role, but. That flaming out so fast makes it feel like he's been gone longer. Because like he had like a 2-year, if that, broadcasting career is what it feels like.
Winston is on the team. Breeze is on the team. They lose that game to Tampa Bay. 4 turnovers, 3 interceptions by Breeze. Not Winston's fault. Maybe they thought just having him on the team meant there would be picks.
Yeah.
That was enough. His presence was enough. And then last year he gets a chance with the Browns. Remember, they have a game in Denver. And what was that stat line? 3 touchdowns, 3 picks, 400. What was that stat line?
Remember.
That was just the best.
I remember that game. I remember a night game he played.
That's
maybe
it.
Against Pittsburgh. Oh, that was the Denver game?
Well, that was a night game.
Okay. I remember a night game, a different night game. I don't feel like it was a great game for him. But anyway.
I got to find that. That was just the best, you know? Like, everything happened in that game. Cleveland at Denver. They lost 41-32. Winston. Okay. Are you sitting down? 34 for 58, 497. 497. 4 touchdowns, 3 picks. We got to have this guy in the league. I mean, let's see Josh Allen throw for 409. Then you'll know he's really good.
No,
you see Josh Allen throw for 497.
What now. All right.
What's his career high going to be? What's Allen's career high? It's over 4.
Yeah, I bet he's already got it. But, yeah, I mean,
it's not going to be 497.
No, it's not. No, all I'm saying is, like, whatever his high is now, I'm not predicting he's going to go past it.
Ever?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, really?
Is he in the 400s? Does he have a 400-yard game?
He has 4.
Okay.
424 is his career high. It's the game against the Steelers where he throws the touchdown pass from his back.
Oh, the 98-yarder. Yeah, and then another long one.
On 20 completions.
That's pretty impressive.
424, 4-1. He threw for 4.
He's already better than Jameis Winston, see?
Because of what? The 20? The
20
yards per completion?
How many did he need? 34 passes? I mean, come on.
Yes. Twice against the Dolphins. 2020 season in Miami. 31-28 win. 4-15, 4-0. And then the loss in the Heat. He throws for 400 exactly in that game. Because we knew they had 500 yards. They were just 300 yards more than the Dolphins in that game. And the other one is Seattle here in COVID.
Okay.
31 for 38, 415, 3-0. That is great. Season low or career low? His last regular season game would be his career low.
Oh, okay.
0.
Right.
One handoff left.
Game that he actually played. Is it that Houston game from earlier that last season?
He had 5 passing yards in a game against the Jets end of the season when they took him out.
Okay. A game he had, really played is what I need here.
The game, his debut game where he went in for Peterman, he had 74, but that's not a start. Rookie season, Tennessee, rookie season at Houston, and he got hurt in that game. Dallas last year, 94. James Cook game.
All right. Yeah, he did get to 131 in that Houston game.
On 9 completions.
Right.
Dallas was, they were so dominant running the ball, 7 for 15, 94. Allen in that game. Oh, that's like the fantasy playoffs, and you're in the playoffs because you have Allen, and then he goes for 94 yards against the Cowboys. That had to hurt. That had to hurt.
Is Jameis Winston better than Josh Allen? 803-0550.
Many are debating it. I just saw it up on the... Not, it wasn't even around the horn. It was on the tournament. The McNeese game is so bad that they're actually having that discussion. Are we sure? Jameis was a first overall pick. He's got the draft capital edge. I didn't see Allen go first overall. Should have. Or Lamar. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here. NFL draft, free agency, tournament stuff. We're having our fun. This is WGR.